Well, guess what happened to me today? Let's have a look. There's the car. It's got the hood up. Why might it have the hood up? Well, it's got the hood up because I had the infamous 12-volt battery fault. So now I'm going to jumper it, try to put it into maintenance mode to get the battery charging, see if that fixes the problem, and then I'll schedule an appointment with Hyundai to make sure it works fine. The lights just went off, and this camera seems to have good low light ability. All right, let's see what happens. The reason we're in the garage instead of outside, because A, it's cold, and this is Canada. If any of you ever wonder, is Ron telling the truth when he says winter in Canada is a little harsh? Have a look. This is winter in Moncton at my house. That's pretty nasty. Well, here we go. I had been charging the Hyundai, if you have a look. And I was using my Siemens charger. See, there it is. Anybody wonders? That's what I use, the Siemens VersaCharge 48-amp charger. And let's make sure I can get this door open here. I used the mechanical key, just so you know. Just inside there, there, you will see a mechanical key slot. You pull that out of your key fob, and that makes your car go. But right now, the car is dead as a doornail. So, I went out and got, because I didn't have it yet like a dummy, a reactor, battery charging power bank thing, which I heard is pretty good, this one. And I got started. This was in here, like that. Okay? And if you look at it, this is this cover. You pull it up, you yank this thing out, and that gives you access to your battery. This is your battery here. See, positive, that makes that negative by default. And when I plug this in, I've heard that the alarm will go off. So let's plug it in, and then I will be ready with the key fob to hit the unlock button, which will stop the alarm from going off. But be aware, we're hooked up. The green light is flashing. Then I got to press better get that key handy. There's a button here. It's boost. Ha! Done. Boosting. Close that now. So we're boosting. That part's good. And I am told that if we turn it on, and we go into still looks like crap out there. All right. Alrighty. I figured out what to do. Let's see. You go into EV. You press the cog. Then you go into utility mode. Activate utility mode. That uses the high voltage battery to power electronic devices connected to the vehicle, audio lights, and can be used when parked for a long time or for camping. To deactivate utility mode, press the vehicle start button. And I am told that it will also charge the 12 volt battery. Maybe I have to disconnect the charging cable. Let's try that. Okay. Utility mode is on using the traction battery. Now let's see if it stays on when I plug it back in. Utility mode goes off as soon as I plug it back in. All right, let's let it charge up for the next few hours, and then we'll test it again. What I had done is I used this reactor device to jumpstart the battery. It worked fine. This reactor device is made by, which I showed you earlier, is made by Home Hardware. It's their house brand. It worked nicely. You can use it to charge your other devices, like your cell phones and other things. If you want to, it holds quite a bit of a charge. Worked really well. I charged it up overnight, and I'm going to leave it right there in that tiny little frunk. I can close this now. And we can go back to the car, and I'll show you what I did there, because I had to figure out what to do. Look out there. You know what that is? That is Canadian winter. That sucks. That sucks huge. See? Canadian winter. What a mess. But I got a guy who comes and does my driveway for me. I do my own walkway. It's friggin' chilly. I think it's like -5 Celsius. But no, that's not abnormal. This is Canada. It is what it is. So let's go in here. Now, I have the car in utility mode. See here, that's utility mode. You know, somebody wants me on my other phone. All right, that's utility mode. You get there by going into EV, pressing the cog, pressing utility mode, and then this is an on-off button, which I am now going to turn it off. By turning the car back on, and I think that takes us out of utility mode. Let's just make sure. Set up that utility mode, and it's off. All right, so let's get this car warming up a little bit. All right, you know, I ran it on utility mode all night long in order to be able to charge the battery a little bit. There you go, 86% from 91%. And that should have charged up the battery, kept everything nicely conditioned. So that's not at all bad. Let's throw on a little bit of heat. Let's hit the battery warmer, get the seat going, the steering wheel going. Let's get a little bit of auto heat going. Hey, if you think this information has been valuable to you, do me a favor. Tap that like button and help spread the word to the rest of YouTube. Thanks. All right, folks. Welcome to the Northern Electric Vehicle Experience. And the whole having a car doing what it's not supposed to be doing thing. And there we go. What I just did there was, because I'm sitting talking to you here, I don't want the 12-volt battery to be drained to do whatever I'm going on here. I'm going to use the main battery. I got a lot to clear off my glasses. I'm going to use the main battery for doing that sort of thing. Let me just reduce. There we go. All right, that's better. All right, so here's what happened. I got up yesterday morning. The car did not function at all. The handles wouldn't present. I had been charging the vehicle. The door that covers the charging port wouldn't go down. The doors wouldn't open. I couldn't make them come open. I had to use the little key in the fob to access the keyhole behind the door handle, which I showed you, to open the car. I realized I was victim of the 12-volt bug, which is really kind of annoying since I thought that was dealt with 10 months ago. But, well, we'll see what happens. I did the charge-up thing. I now have a battery jump-starting device in the car. I can now jump-start the car if I need to from somewhere. And we will we'll get there. I do not know why we still have to use these stupid 12-volt batteries all the time. Like, you got a gigantic battery in there, just put an inverter or something to power the rest of this stuff, and just stop with this crap. Anyhow, I jump-started it. I then put the car into utility mode and let it sit in utility mode overnight, which is supposed to spend a lot of that effort charging the DC or the 12-volt battery. Now, it apparently won't do that below about 20%, maybe lower, but there's a cutoff where it stops adding power to the 12-volt battery. I had the car charged up to 90%. Well, it was actually 91%, so I let it run overnight. It went down to 86%. That's a fairly insignificant drop for an entire night's worth of effort. Now I'm going to monitor the car for a little while, and I'm going to make an appointment. If it does it again, I will make an appointment for Hyundai to do whatever the hell it is they do. I think I got a service coming up in the next month or two. If that comes up, then I will bring up the 12-volt battery fail. I think it's a matter of they didn't do the updates properly when the car was purchased. My understanding is a lot of that is update related, meaning they are supposed to have done an update which would have encompassed that. But you think it would leave the factory with that update. Whatever. Anyways, that part worked well. I got to learn about utility mode, which basically makes the 12-volt battery redundant and uses the traction battery to power all the bits and pieces in the car. It's kind of an interesting thing to know about. I found that out from an English guy that when I was researching what the heck to do now. If this continues, though, I will bring it back to Hyundai and carry on. I suspect it will. So expect a part two coming up. Hyundai still has some issues. Still love the car. Still have a few issues with the Hyundai. We'll see how that progresses. Anyways, thanks for tuning in to this little adventure. I hope it's educational for you. And we'll see you again in a week.